Good day, everyone. This is day 4. God fights for you. Restful one, I call your spirit to attention in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Listen to the word of God for you. Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord. The Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today will never see again. You will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Exodus 14:13-14. Restful one, your Father intends for you to rest at peace in Him as He takes care of your enemies. I bless you with an unafraid heart that will lead you to the place of peace where God will fight for you and you will not have to fight. You will watch God remove your enemies before your eyes and deliver you. You will stand and move forward, doing the things God has called you to do, and He will fight your battles. I bless you with daily steps of obedience, both in little things and in radical things, unthinkable things that will position you for God to fight your battles for you. Before He destroyed their enemies, your Father wanted His people to have great peace. I bless you with a large perspective of the peace that God wants for you. I bless you with circumstances that are orchestrated by God to bring about the elimination of your enemies. I bless you with situations that only God could contrive, where you do nothing, where you don't need to battle, where you stand and watch and see God bring a problem right up to you and resolve the problem so that your enemies are no longer there and will not return. I bless you with your Father's orchestrated situations and faith to see His provisions and not fear when problems come close to you. Listen again with your spirit to the word of the Lord for you. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. Your Father intends for you to please Him with great faith. I bless you with the joy of imparting to other people the faith to walk in security in Him. I bless you with stories of God's intervention that are so deeply woven into your spirit that your sharing those stories with others lifts them up and out of fear and enables them to have the faith to look forward, to cry out for God's intervention in their own lives. I bless you with being led by the Spirit to respond to problems with faith, not as a slave out of a victim mindset of avoidance, blame shifting, or rationalization. I bless you with perseverance, not a spirit of fainting and giving up. I bless you with embracing problems, viewing them as challenges and as opportunities for faith, as new ways to see the many facets of God and how He will work in them and through them to work things out in His plan. I bless you with seeing the presence of God in those things that the world calls problematic and painful. I bless you with such faith that you can rejoice in standing firm as danger gets closer and you see God intervene on your behalf in a supernatural way, setting you free and removing your enemies so that they will not again intrude on your life. I bless you with having the faith to look beyond the immediate price and see the treasure that lies on the other side. I bless you with receiving the reward of those who earnestly seek Him. Restful one, listen again with your spirit to the word of God. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, He makes even his enemies live at peace with Him. Proverbs 16:7. Your Father intends for even your enemies to see that your ways are pleasing to Him. This is the highest level of God's protection when your enemies want to be at peace with you. I bless you with that degree of the favor of the Lord upon your life so that it will be evident that you have an intimate relationship with God and that God is with you. I bless you with people recognizing the favor of God upon your life without being jealous or his blessing on you. I pray that as they recognize his favor, the fear of the Lord will come upon them, and there will be a holy awe that a person could walk with God on such a level of intimacy. I bless you with having the favor of God upon you in such a way that people will recognize that there is something different about your spirit, and they will come to you and seek to be at peace with you because they do not want to offend the Lord with whom you are in a relationship. I bless you with having people verify and validate the favor of God upon you. I bless you with your ways being pleasing to the Lord in such a profound way that your enemies live at peace with you and seek out your God. I bless you with having peace upon you that is a beacon in a world that is full of turmoil. I bless you with attracting people to you who are seeking safety in relationship with God, with whom you have a relationship. They will seek to know your God who gives you such favor. I bless you, restful one, with the ultimate protection of peace, which is what God offers to those who walk with him in his favor. I bless you with having your enemies be at peace with you because they recognize God's hand. I bless you with these blessings in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Father, I am reminded of a pastor that I don't know if I should say this, but he wasn't my favorite pastor. But I only remember two things that he ever spoke about from stage, and I've never forgotten them. And one of them was the idea that we're going to be saved and that everything's going to be okay. Meaning our life is just immediately going to get better and we're not going to have to go through the same things as everybody else. But the reality is most of us have found out that that's not exactly the way that it works. But the way that he was discussing it was that basically what it is that we go through the same things everybody else does, but when we go through it, our life just looks different. And in the end, when people want to know, why do we have peace? What are things, we're going through the exact same things and we're not freaking out. Why does our life look so different? What's the difference? And that at some point in time, everything in our life just points to you. And during the time of the Israelites, as they roamed through the nation, one thing everybody knew, visibly and otherwise, not only were there a lot of them, but they knew that their God was with them. And that struck fear and terror and caused their enemies to flee or to try to befriend them. And I believe, Lord, when Moses said, Lord, we will not go forward without you with us. Lord, I pray truly for each and every person here that there be such overwhelming favor, such presence, such even a grander comprehension, a greater capacity to be hollowed out within them, to be able to carry more of the presence, the grace, and the glory of God, but there be so much favor upon them that it calls all people not to just be at peace with them, but to want what they have. What would it be, Lord, to walk in the embodiment of you? Not to be you, but where there's so much of your life in us that it draw people, not to us, but to you. I pray, Lord, as in the days of Solomon, where he was at rest with all of his enemies, where people far and wide came to see this man. We may not all be the wisest, Lord, but it's unmerited, unwarranted favor that we carry. What did a prince do to be heir to the throne? He was just born into that family. Lord, I thank you for, well, their sons and daughters, but that we can all call the firstborn, first son place where we are heirs to all that you have. And that there's an unmerited favor that comes upon us. And I pray too, Lord, that we have a place today where we touch the heart of God. Lord, we want our lives to be pleasing to you, that the aroma of our life to be pleasing, that the incense of our prayers to be pleasing, that, Lord, we do what we see our Father doing. And I don't know if I've shared this before, but another thing that comes to mind is Rick Joyner had an experience where he did these five things every day, and that were supposed to be pleasing to you. And he was either really sick or in a tremendous amount of pain. I think he was really sick. And he was doing the best that he could. And at some point, he said, Lord, I'm sorry. I wanted to do these things today, but that's the best that I have. That's all I can do. And he was instantly taken up into heaven. And the Lord took him into a room, and the angels were all around. And the Father, it's one of the few times he ever saw the Father, was bent over weeping. And Rick said, oh my Lord, what happened? He thought, somebody, did somebody die? Like, what could have happened that it could have caused him to be so upset? And the Lord said, no, I took you here so that you would know that in the time of your greatest discomfort and pain and sickness, that you turned your heart to try to please God, and that this, your effort, your what you did touched him so greatly. I wanted you to see it. Lord, I pray for each of us today, somehow, Lord, that we do something to move and touch your heart. That we would do something to move the heart of the Father today, to think that people that seemingly are so insignificant, at least in our own idea, could touch the heart of God that way. I don't pray for any of us to be in great pain or sickness today that have to go through that to touch your heart. But I pray, Lord, that today that we touch your heart. And I do pray, Lord, for those that are here, that they come into a profound place of rest where it's done. Doesn't mean that we don't do things. Doesn't mean that we don't provide effort. But Lord, that the favor of God really would come forth, and that your hand on the people here to be so evident that it calls all people to come and wonder, what in the world is your secret? And the only thing is you. We bless you and we love you, Lord, in Jesus' holy name.